are listening to the most original talk radio station anywhere. We are LA Talk Radio at latalkradio.com.
You're listening to the Dina and Greg Show with Dina Martinez and Greg Potter, only on LA Talk Radio.
Hi, everyone. This is Dina Martinez.
And this is Greg Potter.
Welcome to the Dina and Greg Show.
We're a couple minutes late. Sorry about that.
Oh, it happens. Whatever you're getting. Whatever.
What do you like to say? Testicle difficulties. Anyway.
Yes, I love saying testicle difficulties. So we had some testicle difficulties.
So it's Sunday, the 16th.
It is.
Not the 15th.
It's the 16th, and he was insisting that it was the 15th all day, which
yeah.
is really interesting for all of you right now to know this, huh? Okay, so,
Dina, how was your weekend?
It was good. Seriously, we spend it together with each other. Now, it was good, but it was bad at the same time. Well, it was like a tale of two cities.
I'm very happy to say that I did not get robbed by a trick this weekend. However, Dina got robbed.
Guys, seriously? I cannot tell you how upsetting it is. They came into my house. Seriously.
She was violated and not in a good way.
Exactly. So now I am sans a 42-inch plasma TV that didn't even really belong to me. One of my roommates is sans a brand new MacBook, and my other roommate is sans, I like saying that, I don't know why, an Xbox 360 and a PlayStation something. I don't even know what to say, and I feel fucking angry and violated and hurt and touched inappropriately.
And your pussy is not even wet.
Oh, honey. That's what happened on Friday when I was at work, and I got this call saying, we've been robbed. And I'm thinking, whatever, you guys are just trying to get a rise out of me because the plasma TV. Nope, there's no plasma TV in my house now.
So, well, in rebuttal to that, then we went out and drank a little bit.
Yes.
A little bit.
I drank my feelings, and I probably ate them, too. So, it was fantastic.
And we found a new game to do while we're out at the bars in West Hollywood. And that is, look on Dina's iPhone and find up Grindr and find out all the men who are in Grindr that are close to you.
Okay, since I'm such a tranny, and what is a gay man going to do to my pussy? I'm like, what's the point of getting Grindr? And so I hesitated. Well, last weekend when we were in Florida, one of the guys at the table was like, let's see who's on Grindr. Everyone at the table was pretty much on Grindr. So Friday night, I decide.
For those who don't know what Grindr is, by the way, Grindr is an application on the iPhone that it's basically for gay men hooking
up with women. It's like a location-oriented hookup. Who needs Craigslist when you have Grindr? You get to see pictures. You can chat with them on the phone. I haven't done it because I don't even have a profile, but I love pulling it up and seeing who in the bar is on Grindr. He is 4 feet away from you.
It's best when friends that you don't even realize are. And their boyfriend is bartending for you.
Yeah, exactly. Why is the manager of the bar on Grindr right now? He's working. Meet me in the office. Chat. So that was funny. It was a nice amusing thing after getting robbed, drinking pitchers of beer and getting robbed.
Remember when pitchers of Miller Lite did not fuck you up as much as they do now? Remember those days?
I remember.
Because I was hurting Saturday morning. Girl, and I still got up and went.
You were telling me. It started with two huge margaritas from Mary's. So, first of all, let's just go ahead and say that this is the music show today. And we are going to be welcoming our wonderful guest, Shane Risk, who you might have seen in Shishi LaRue's Taken. He's going to be coming in the studio. We're going to play a couple songs. We also have two songs by two artists that are local, gay friendly, bi, whatever, artists from the LA area. And you can hear their music in just a little bit. We're going to play a couple songs. So, but moving on to the weekend.
So yesterday, we were originally going to go to, my original idea was like, hey, Dina, let's get on the subway and go downtown and get, you know, have a long lunch, get some drinks. That moved to, let's go to the beach. Let's go to Laguna Beach. That moved to, it's 4:30 in the afternoon. By the time we get to Laguna Beach, the sun will be down. Let's go to Venice. So we went to Venice. And then after 2 minutes on the beach, I'm like, let's go to a gay bar.
And I'm like, I know that there's one around here. I've heard about it. So I GPS it, and we go to
the Rooster Fish.
And we were going there for one or two drinks.
I had to sober up.
One or two drinks
while
turned
Dina
into
still drank. And we met everyone in the bar. It was so much fun.
It was really fun.
So much fun. So Gaetano, I know you're bartending right now, but thank you for everything last night.
And everybody at Crisco Disco tonight at the Rooster Fish that are not listening, I hope you had a good time when you download this.
So I was in the bathroom and I walk in and I hear, hello, pumpkin tits. And I was like, who the fuck? What? What's going on? Pumpkin tits? Not really realizing what's going on. And there's this little short man from Long Island, New York.
He's living in the Bronx or something.
Whatever.
He was a Puerto Rican.
Pocket gay. He was so adorable, though.
Precious.
Kind of cute.
And loud. And fantastic. And very New York. And it just made me happy.
So my response to him was, I'm so not pumpkin tits, but my best friend is. So I introduced them. And he has to go to the airport to pick up a friend and all this. So I find my way over to the jukebox and play
more like
some music.
Grapefruit tits,
and I'm looking, I'm like, which Veronica song am I going to play? And then all of a sudden I hear, goodbye, Rooster Tits, to the entire bar.
Rooster Tits. he popped in.
Pumpkin Tits.
Goodbye, Pumpkin Tits. And it was like quiet and everybody turned around. It was amazing.
Why am I allowed to speak right now?
I don't know, but it was cute.
I ruined the story. Ruined it.
You did not ruin.
It's so weird being on the side of the table, by the way. We switched sides. Everyone.
We did. It's weird. And that's why we were late. awesome. Oh, wow. Like, totally freaked me out. I mean, right on.
So
we started the week off really good. I got a tattoo.
Yes, you did. We didn't even write this down. Yes, your tattoo with Josh.
I was very... Josh from... he works at Freak Chic now. Josh Schneider.
On Melrose.
Tell him Dina Martinez sent you. If you go see him, he's a great artist, and I love my tattoo so much.
Oh, it's beautiful. It's gorgeous.
I love it, and I can't wait to get more. I'm so excited.
Happy birthday, Tin. Happy birthday, Tin.
I just type
it. It's
quickly.
Our friend Tin's birthday tomorrow.
Happy birthday tomorrow.
Why are we so, like, low-key right now?
I don't feel low. I'm like...
What was that? I just want to see a little bit.
Under the weather and I have boy voice right now. Ew. So, speaking of happy birthdays, we would like to wish a belated happy birthday to Madonna.
Yes, Madonna's 51st birthday was this week and she celebrated it in Warsaw, Poland, where they sang happy birthday to her outside of her hotel.
They were chanting. Madonna, happy birthday, Madonna.
Don't cry for me, Warsaw, Poland.
So she's an old lady and she's looking fucking amazing, especially in the new Louis Vuitton. I can't speak.
What the fuck?
The Louis ads. Of course, they do a little crazy ass filter on it to make it a little more interesting. Anyway, so happy birthday, Madonna.
Yes. George Michaels got arrested.
Again?
He says he was sober for this one. But a couple nights ago, in the middle of the night, I guess, his Land Rover ran into a tractor trailer. And he was arrested.
At least he had his pants up, I think.
George Michaels. I still think he's attractive.
He's hot.
Still, I'd say daddy.
He's a little dirty.
Who isn't a little dirty?
Well.
You and the comedians that just left the studio next door.
I'm like, ooh. One of them was really cute, little boy.
Well, Hillary Duff. Talk for a second. I need to pull this Hillary Duff story up.
So, Hillary Duff, we love her. And she is really serious about charity lately.
So serious.
So serious.
As a seizure.
And we're excited to tell you that
she's going to Bogota, Colombia. It's not, hold on.
It's still coming.
She decided that she was going to bring 500, I believe. Hold on. I can't even. It's not up yet. She was going to bring 500. 500 something.
Sandwiches.
500 something.
Burritos.
Sandwiches. brings her charity work to Colombia. 3,000 distribute 3,000 knapsacks of food to poor children in a school district south of the capital city. 3,000 knapsacks. Basically, she's giving them sack lunch for a day.
Yay.
Yay, Hillary.
And have we not learned anything from, was it the Buddha who said that?
Teach the man to fish. Give the man a fish and he'll eat for a day. Teach the man a fish and he'll eat for a lifetime. Come on, Hillary. Pick up on the times. 3,000 knapsacks.
I'm all,
what
Buddha,
consists of a
Buddha,
knapsack?
Did the Buddha
really
say that? A knapsack. You know, it may be one of those things that hobos, the pictures of traditional hobos carried.
I didn't realize this. I didn't read this correctly. Brought her blessings in a backpack program with the knapsacks.
Oh. She's like, here's Jesus for the Bogotians.
Here's a peanut butter and jelly sandwich and my blessings.
Oh, did she multiply the peanut butter and jelly sandwiches?
1 times 3,000 equals 3,000. So if anyone wants to call in, do you want to give the number?
Oh, yeah. The number is 818-602-4929. If I don't get to you straight away, please know that I will take your call. Just keep calling back. Okay, yes. Let's talk about kissing.
Kissing. Okay, so yesterday, if you don't know, there was a national kissing in our country. A kissing that was in rebuttal to the Mormons helping to financially support Prop 8 and here in California. And then also it was to go against the bar raids in Texas. Well, we didn't even know it happened until I read it off my phone on the Associated Press.
Yes.
So I'm a little concerned that it wasn't even publicized, and I would have loved to. Hell, you and I would have been making out.
Hello.
The tranny and the gay man.
I'm like, I'm not a transbian.
But 50 people were on the National Mall yesterday in D.C. to participate in this. It makes
me want to call for an action for lip locking, you know, a call to action for lip locking in public. You know, cause I know that there are places where people can't even, you know, be close to each other that are in relationships and partnerships. And we should be fighting for everybody's rights across America and across the world. And their freedom to be who they are and marry. So that's my.
It's just such a good idea. I would have participated. Anyway.
So I would have found somebody to kiss on the corner.
Let's organize another one.
I love kissing in a mall. The next thing we have was, I'm very excited. We were looking for the gay bar yesterday and, I found out about Gorilla Gay Bar, LA.
We did all! Yes.
I think it's ggbla.com or something like that. Something like that. So every week they choose a specific straight place that everybody goes to and makes it a gay bar for the night. It's like so crazy. I'm so excited about this. And they don't tell you, like they say, ooh, it's Monday. We'll give you a hint. And then on Friday, right before the gay bar, they send you the location. And so you just show up and everybody just shows up en masse, you know, and, yeah, I'm so excited.
Oh, such a good idea.
We're
seriously?
So going to do it.
Oh, my gosh. Like, and if you get a chance, go online. It's GorillaGayBar.com, right?
It's like Gorilla Gay Bar LA, but just Google Gorilla Gay Bar.
How they describe it is, it will be up on our website.
It's too. Like a gay flash mob in a bar.
It's so amazing. Yay! And picture Dina and Greg trying to figure out exactly what a flash mob is.
Well, it wasn't that. I was trying to figure out something else, but I was trying to figure out how to make my pussy tingle.
How do they choreograph it? That's what I'm referring to.
That was it. Stop it. I know. Okay.
And I'm so... Okay. I'm going on.
The next thing is, if you guys haven't seen it, there are two covers that I'm living for right now. The first one is the cover of Elle with Jennifer... God, what is her name? Jennifer Aniston. She looks amazing. She looks so amazing. It's such a hot spread. There's one with her in a leather jacket and her boob, like the cleavage part of her boob.
It made me straight for about 3.5 seconds.
I just wanted to touch her inappropriately. And then on the cover of, I think it's British Bazaar, Rachel Weisz. She looks so sexy. Oh my god, so hot.
Totally S&M, but hot.
So
S&M.
That it was like, I'm a dirty punk she girl, would be but the in ringleader. Couture. I'm a dirty couture punk.
Oh. What is it? As Margaret Cho says, "You will go down on me, and you will not come up till you have a pussy mustache." So yeah, where are we?
You're on details. God, I'm sorry. Details. I'm so attractive with this coughing.
In this month's Details magazine with Tom Brady on the cover. No, sorry, boys. There and boys and girls. There was no shirtless shots of Tom Brady in there.
It sucked.
It really sucked. But there was this article on Gays Gone Wild, and not like an exciting Gays Gone Wild. It was about...
Like, ooh!
It was about this group that's kind of coming over, this activist group called Bashback. That's taking over in many cities across, not taking over, but appearing in many cities across the country right now. And it was mostly focused on Lansing, Michigan. And they went into a church, one of the types of church that's we're going to pray the gay out of you.
Yay.
And they went in and they just went in and kind of took it over, but didn't really stop anyone from leaving. They just went in. It was a demonstration. Yes, it was in a church. But anyway, now they have the entire town of Lansing has like focused them into this one centralized area of it. But the article is really interesting. It goes into what they're doing really for not just the gays and lesbians, but really for transgender youth. How they're focusing on, and they're really doing things. You know, some of them are a little bit more aggressive than other forms, but it's activism. And
it's amazing. It's like serious activism. It's not this wishy-washy, let's stand on the corner and look pretty and
let's
walk
get
down
some
the
exercise.
Street. And, yeah. Let's see yoga. I mean, not that I think that the spontaneous show of activism was amazing and show of protest with Prop 8 was amazing. I think it was great. But, you know, human rights needs a revolution. Like, you need a revolution to really have things change. And if it's not going to be an inner revolution for everyone, then it should be an outer revolution and, you know, kind of like the Black Panthers and ACT UP were for the gays.
And they brought
earlier.
That up in that article about how you have to be a little, you have to make people a little scared so they pay attention like the Black Panthers did. And like the feminists went in to Women's Daily and the editor, who was a man, they held him hostage for like 13 days or something.
Oh my.
Like that. I should have just brought the magazine. But it's amazing how they really put that in there. And yeah, it was in where did I say when I read it to you?
Washington?
In
or
Washington, in Olympia, Washington.
Lansing.
No,
Michigan.
In Washington, they glued a Mormon church's doors shut, like super.
Which I thought was brilliant.
Funny.
I mean, it's not
dealing
like
with Prop 8,
you know, it's not like serious public, you know, like property damage or anything. That's so cool. I just want to stand on the corner and hit people with high heels and be like, "Accept the trannies." Transsexuals, whatever. Love us. Love the queer.
But not really good high heels. You don't want to.
I know, right? The ones that I get at the hooker store on Melrose. On Hollywood Boulevard.
BOGO. By
oh, girl, what?
And then you accidentally hit some gay and he's upset.
Oh, sorry.
You couldn't hit me with a Jimmy Choo. You had to hit me with this generic piece of shit.
You had to hit me with a BOGO. I love it. So,
what would you feel if I came and hit you with a shopping bag from Target?
I love Target. Oh my God, I'm such a whore.
When we were at Target today, we were going down the escalator and we overheard some two girls talking, and we're like, and she's like, she was so mean. She hit her with a bag. She hit the child with a bag.
She hit the ugly baby with a bag of cute kittens.
We manifested this into this whole story. And yeah.
It was fantastic.
I guess it's not funny.
So our this is our music special today, and we should talk a little bit about music. My new favorite thing right now is the Sugarland album, Live on the Inside. They do all these live covers of songs, and it's just amazing. From the band Edie Brickell and the New Bohemians that came out of Dallas in the 80s. They do a remake for Pearl Jam. They do
Fucking amazing.
Oh my god, so awesome. And they also did a remake of To the Left, To the Left. Irreplaceable by Beyonce. It was so fucking cool. I loved it. So I'm really excited about that.
Love Shack was my favorite.
Oh, and Love Shack.
Yeah.
And your favorite.
So my new favorite right now is Anjali. If you have not heard her, go buy her album. You're going to love it. It's relaxed and peppy and all a whole bunch of exciting little... It's new.
Nuances.
Yeah, it's fun. I just love it. Listen to her. Anjulie. Anjulie.
Awesome.
So, anyway.
So we're going to start off with a little music. We've got a protest song for Prop 8 from a band called Rapsmith and the State of Law. And these guys are insane and crazy. So let's go ahead and go into that. How does that sound?
Let's do it. Let's do it.
Yeah.
That was Rev Smith and the State of Law. Coming Prop 8 is gay coming out against
us. We should have gave you a little bit of more of a warning
of
what
of
was
a
about
warning.
To happen. But Dina performs it as an opera very well.
I'm not even going to do that.
How is anybody going to take Prop 8 seriously with something like that coming out?
Hey, you know, I loved it. I thought it was fun.
Funny,
and the guys are great. And they're so, you know. I think it's good. I like it.
Shane Risk is here now. Hello,
Yay.
Shane.
Hello, I made it.
That's the voice that
so
you're now hearing.
So good to have you here.
How are you
doing today?
Oh, pretty good. Tired. Very tired.
He got caught in traffic.
Yeah, welcome
in
to
LA. That's shocking.
I know,
yeah,
right?
Shocking.
Oh, my God.
So, Shane, how are you doing? What are you working on these days?
Oh, lots and lots and lots of stuff. I do movies. I've been working very hard on my own music. I produce other people's music. I've been doing a lot of production for other people, doing some songs for Detox.
Yay.
Yeah, it's tough. It takes up most of my time. Yeah. It's very tedious work.
It's what you love, though.
Yes. It doesn't pay, but maybe one day.
Right. We're working on that.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Hint, hint, pay him.
Yay. All right.
Please, people, pay me.
So, well, let's go into the song that we have.
Okay. I've got a song called Primitive Party Anthem.
Oh, that's my club track.
By you.
By me.
I was very impressed and taken aback at how the genres vary on all the songs that you sent me. I thought it was really interesting.
Very versatile.
Yeah, I go everywhere from like Ryan Adams, Rob Thomas, to Fisher Spooner, to Between the Buried and Me. I go from metal to electro to...
Right on.
Yeah, this is the first dance track I actually did. Because I want something they'll play in WeHo, you know,
right.
In clubs.
Totally.
Of course.
No one wants to hear some emo love songs, you know.
I want to hear emo love songs.
Me
I love
too.
That.
That's
me
what
too.
I'm going to dance to when I'm out at Mickey's on a Saturday night. Anyway.
So here is Primitive Party Anthem.
Everybody wants to fucking fight and do drugs. Fucking fight and do drugs. Like they're some kind of thugs. Everybody wants to fucking fight and do drugs. Fucking fight and do drugs. Then sweep it under their rugs. Everybody wants to be the king of the shit. Be the king of the shit. Like their shit is legit. Everybody wants to be the king of the shit. Be the king of the shit. But they can't deal with it. Everybody wants to fucking fight and do drugs. Fucking fight and do drugs. Like they're some kind of thugs. Everybody wants to fucking fight and do drugs. Fucking fight and do drugs. You motherfuckers. Everybody wants to party, dance, and give head. Party, dance, and give head. Till their hunger is fed. Everybody likes to party, dance, and give head. Party, dance, and give head. They'll sleep when they are dead. Everybody wants to take a little bit more. Take a little bit more. And shove it all in their drawer. Everybody wants to take a little bit more. Take a little bit more. Like a Hollywood whore, motherfucker. Everybody wants to fucking fight and do drugs. Fucking fight and do drugs. Like they're some kind of thugs. Everybody wants to fucking fight and do drugs. Fucking fight and do drugs. Let's sweep it under their rugs.
Right, that was Primitive Party Anthem.
And that one was for you, LA.
I love it. So, yeah, so tell us a little bit about where you come from as far as music is concerned. And
originally from Baltimore, Maryland, started playing music at 11. Started with the bass, taught myself everything else. After high school, I was helping some friends of mine. They had a band called Voodoo Blue, and got signed to a major label, and I ended up touring the country with them as like an instrument tech road manager.
Right on.
Been the production engineering school and kind of was on the road for many years before I ended up in Arizona and was contacted by someone from the adult industry who, when I was flat broke, told me I could make some money in the movie industry, and I was like, yeah, right. And sure enough, after a lot of persistence, he got me to come out to LA and ended up working with Shishi LaRue and starting the adult biz. But it was just kind of fell into my lap with that. But music's always been what I've been passionate about since I was young. Yeah,
that's
always
awesome.
Been about that.
So there is a big stir about your movie.
Yeah.
Taken.
Yeah, so I've heard.
Did you have you've watched it?
Or did you just... I tried. It's hard for me to watch my own stuff. I mean, it's a great looking film. It's like Shishi's biggest budget film of the year, and she's amazing. She's a great director, and it looks awesome. And I just can't watch myself, you right. know. But the scene was great. It was fun to do, and I'm glad there was a lot of buzz on it. I literally worked my ass off for that. I'd been preparing for it for like 2 or 3 months, like knowing I was going to have this movie coming up. So it was kind of
I pounded my ass to get ready for this.
Yeah, it was lots of practice.
Awesome.
I came from being quote unquote straight for 21 years of my life to, you know, taking three of the biggest guys in the industry. So
there you go.
yeah talent right there. Yeah.
It's, you know, yeah. Well, so you practiced a lot to get ready for that. I am.
Well, yeah, it'll get me so far.
Music wise
thank you.
This is now the music slash porn show.
Yeah, hey. I know. So that's why I'm interesting though. I go all sorts of ways.
Music, sex, rock and roll.
I'm a Scorpio Libra. I'm bisexual. I'm confused as a mofo. I don't know where I'm going, what I'm doing.
I love it.
I'll wake up and don't even know my house. So anyway, music. You started out with the bass. Did you? What was the first project that you did that you knew that you wanted to do something by yourself?
I don't know. It all kind of came along. I was playing bass and was really passionate about it, and I think I just started getting some friends that asked me to play in their bands from here and there, and then during high school, some of my best friends were in this band, and they were literally taking over the Baltimore music scene, and I got the opportunity to start working with them, and by 2003, we were packing the biggest clubs in Maryland, and we were the biggest selling band there, and that's when we got signed and headed the country, and my own kind of stuff fell by the wayside because I was busy helping them and wanting to do that. But when the music industry fell apart, you know, a year or two ago, all the labels started going under and there was just no funding left. Everything kind of fell apart. And so I ended up trying to pursue something out west here. And that's kind of where it started. I finally got the power to do my own stuff instead of trying to back other people.
That's awesome. Mm-hmm. That is so great.
It is.
It takes a really long time to figure out what you're passionate about, you know?
It really does. I still don't even know.
But you know
it's music. I don't know where it'll go. But
you know you love it, though. So you're going to play a song for us right now.
Sure.
What song are you going to perform?
I'll do a song called Arizona Say Goodnight, which is, I lived in Arizona for a year, and this song was the culmination of everything, of kind of a bad point in my life. It ended up with me at the end of the year, basically living out of my car, and that's when I ended up in LA, so it was kind of, the song's about that.
Okay.
Yeah, it's kind of the first one I've really produced, so.
Right. Nice, that's exciting.
I'll do that one. So I just play.
Yes. Go for it.
Can you hear me? Dreams ever set the sun, divide the days through a start of one. Burning hearts can be so much fun till we hurt someone. Gradual hearts fade the memory. Your lying eyes mock our chemistry. Control our lives undeservingly, but what a century. Is anyone out there at all? Is my life only fiction? When the mountains become like a wall to defend our addiction, desert sands will rise and blow off. But Arizona, hear my call. Is anyone out there at all? No. I see the evidence, but we believe in a common sense. When bets are off on intelligence, oh no. And if a close my eyes, look away from the window beside, find that in only a matter of time, darkness will turn to light. Arizona, say goodnight. Is anyone out there at all? Is my life only fiction? When the mountains become like a wall, to defend our addiction, desert sands will rise and fall. But Arizona, hear my call. Is anyone out there at all? I have walked on streets of gold. The thrill for me now is getting old. Will I walk on those streets again? Where have you gone now, my only friend?
That I'm so happy that you chose to sing that for us. That was fantastic.
Thank you.
Oh my gosh. How can people, just tell us quickly, how can people reach you right now?
MySpace.com/TheBadLuckCrowd. That's the name of my project, The Bad Luck Crowd.
Oh, thank you. I got two texts while you were performing, just so you know, saying that they loved you.
Oh,
so,
thank you.
Just so
got
you
lots
know.
More.
That's so awesome. So how did you get The Bad Luck Crowd?
It's a part of a chapter title from Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas.
Okay.
Hunter S. Thompson novel. It's kind of going through that. It's my favorite book for different quotes or things to find a band name. And I wanted the Vincent Black Shadow, but that was already taken. It's the name of a motorcycle he talks about. But I found the Bad Luck Crowd, and that just kind of stuck with me because it's kind of my life. It's always like, I always get like shit dropped on me. I'm always in bad luck, so.
Oh. Wear it as a badge of honor then. Huh?
Ryan Adams says, I got a good heart, I just can't catch a break. You know, that's how my life is.
So. Right. Awesome. So, do you want to do one more song or another song? Do you have one ready?
Yeah, of course.
Okay. I'll let you set up.
I'll just move over the piano here.
So
I just taught myself piano about 3 months ago. So.
Fun.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
All right. Hello. Can we hear me over here?
A little bit.
Cool. Yeah. Just tell me when.
All right, go.
All right, it's called Forever 18. Went down, music started to play. Songs of redemption and hymns of yesterday. But the road was long and miles started to roam. Younger than, so much younger than we know. Never
kept our hopes and dreams alive. Every new day dawned and it brought another scene. We were all just kids with their music and their dreams. By. Don't ever stop to wonder why. And what could have been, just follow your dreams. When life goes on, I'll forever be 18. Kind of magic that could never happen again. It's beautiful and tragic too, but the greatest friends I never knew. And it's just a bore now, I wish I could redo. Stop to wonder why. And what could have been, hold on to your dreams. When life goes on, I'll forever be 18.
Awesome.
That's a song about my failures in life.
Love it. Awesome. Well, we definitely want to thank you for coming on. And,
yes, thank you.
And once again, your MySpace is?
MySpace.com/TheBadLuckCrowd.
Awesome. You guys all need to go check it out.
I'm also on Twitter. My name is This Fucker.
This Fucker.
Yes. It's kind of a little group thing. I'm This Fucker and DJ Kiyoki is That Fucker and we're Those Fuckers.
I like it.
That's awesome.
I like Those Fuckers.
Awesome. Exactly. So I just want to let all you guys know that you can download the show every week around Monday or Tuesday on latalkradio.com/Dina, capital D-I-N-A, .php. That's going to take you directly to our page and you can download and listen to our show.
So let's talk about a few things.
Sorry,
that's coming up.
Pannonia.
Our calendar events while Pannonia.
Pannonia.
Where do they have Pannonia?
Pannonia.
So October 2nd is going to be our Autumn Outrage,
which we're so excited about.
We are finalizing on a location this week. our Autumn Outrage party. It's just going to be our fall kickoff party. It's going to be a drunk festival.
Yay!
Just a catered party to get the weekend started and get fall going.
Need
and
any live entertainment?
And we will definitely keep you in.
I have a whole bunch of stuff with drum machines. I do a whole one man act.
I love it. Great. We're planning on trying to get Ben Roman to come in too. So it's definitely going to be fun. So we want you to mark that on your calendars, October 2nd.
Right now we're working on our big little Midwest tour.
I'm so excited
for
about
Thanksgiving
it.
Day
Thanksgiving
weekend.
Weekend.
So it's Wednesday through Sunday, Minneapolis, Madison, Wisconsin, Chicago, possibly Wisconsin Dells.
And the Dells, yeah.
I think
we're kind of excited about this. It's going to be fun.
Yes. So those will be the finalizations on where in the Midwest will be. It will be coming up soon. Get ready for Housewives of Superior, Wisconsin.
Yes, get ready.
The premiere will be on YouTube this week.
This week or next week. And we will definitely let you guys know where to find that and post it on my Facebook and stuff.
Get ready for Helen and Beverly Louise.
Oh, my God. And I'm kind of sad. My computer has gone kaput, so I haven't been able to do anything with the website. So I want to apologize to everybody who are looking for regular updates on that on our page. But right now I'm looking for somebody else to help me out with it until I can get a new computer. The next thing is we've got next week we have the Queers of Comedy coming in the studio next week, the 23rd. And on the 30th of August, we have Calpurnia Adams, logo star, Trans-American Love Story, Calpurnia Adams coming into the studio. She's going to give us her brand of musical humor and musical fun and her comedic stylings. So we're really excited about having them on the show. And this week's events, we've got the House of Sassy tomorrow that's going to have Chanel from America's Next Top Drag Queen. What is it called?
RuPaul's Drag Race.
Yes, that one.
From Las Vegas, the wonderful Chanel from...
And Coco Lachienne. Thank you guys so much. Have a great evening.
Good night, Pumpkin.
Good night, Pumpkin.
You are listening to the most original talk radio station anywhere. We are LA Talk Radio at latalkradio.com.
You're listening to The Dina and Greg Show with Dina Martinez and Greg Potter, only on LA Talk Radio.